I sure don't, but I know they are.
It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on IAT Radio.
This is Sabrina. Please open up prayer.
Father, we just thank you as we gather this evening on the prayer line, Lord. I thank you that the Spirit of God has already gone out and knows what you need. You said that we have not because we ask not. Tonight, as we come together, Lord, you told us not to be ignorant of the enemy's devices. And through this powerful word tonight that Pastor Smith has prepared to give to these your people, Lord, may we recognize and know that we are equipped to win this battle. We are equipped for this war because, Lord, you said that, God, your weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God by the pulling down of strongholds. I pray today that the word of God that Pastor gives to your people, that, God, it will destroy and break yokes, and that we'll recognize the authority we have when we walk in obedience to Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for right now, word. We bind and rebuke the enemy that will try to come against the airwaves, the airline, Lord, and all the things that God, the enemy plans to do. We command him to loose his hold by the blood of Jesus, and that may your angels encamp around our time of fellowship today. As we hear the word of the Lord, may it penetrate our heart that, God, we will walk in obedience today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Just a few announcements. Remember, there are now 6 ways to receive a word from God through our ministry. The first is this Tuesday night prayer line, which you're already a part of. Thanks be to God. The second is our 8 p.m. Wednesday night prayer line, and the number is 916-588-9688. The third is in-person services every Sunday at 1:30 p.m., and the address is 6920 Larchmont Avenue, North Highlands, California, Sacramento County. The fourth way is to call in and listen to the Word Going Forth live every Sunday at 2:15 Pacific Standard Time, and the number once again is 916-588-9688. The fifth way is through a written prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, and the P.O. Box is 1366 North Highlands, California, zip code 95660. No return address is required because God knows who and where you are. All prayer requests will be prayed over by our pastor, Pastor Smith. The sixth way is also a written request to our email, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. Please remember, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving reverence to God, his word, and his works, and always remember to mute your phone when you're not speaking.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Pastor Smith, this is Penny. I have wanted to make a special announcement real quick. Everyone, we will be having a 3-day resurrection fast. And it will begin starting on Thursday, March 22nd at 1 p.m. It will last until Sunday at midnight, which is March 25th. And you can join us. And address, again, is 6920 Larchmont Drive, North Highlands, California. Also, we encourage anyone who cannot make this fast physically to email a prayer request. Because we believe that God is going to do something real supernatural during this fast. And so, again, that email address to send in your prayer request is F as in Frank, G as in God, H as in house, prayer@yahoo.com. Pastor Smith will lay hands and pray over every prayer request. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Well, this is Sister Tamara. Just have a testimony about God's keeping power and the power of prayer. I had an incident occur at our home in the middle of the night. Someone broke into one of our vehicles and stole some valuables. And I just thank God that he's given me a spirit of peace. I didn't have it before. I was trying to get it, and I needed Pastor Smith to just be in agreement with me. And I just thank her for being available and praying with me and praying a spirit of peace and over me. So I just thank God for that.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for the authority and power you've given the believers to use your word. Father, we give you praise tonight that your word, O God, will come against the spirits of darkness. And we thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Matthew, the 21st chapter, verse 19, and Luke 10 and 19. Again, Matthew, the 21st, 21 and 19, and Luke 10 and 19. When everyone gets those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Tonight is a word of deliverance for those that have need of deliverance. And we're going to intercede and pray for the deliverance. And if the Spirit of God would anoint us, and we would see signs and wonders following the word. And tonight, this word is about a seed of failure. A seed that caused failure. And we know what that is all about. And that seed of failure, it moves over families, and it moves over ancestors and our descendants. And it's a seed that constantly reproduce. We have authority in the name of Jesus against this dark spirit that causes this seed to run rampantly. That seed causes breakdowns and collapse and decay in our lives and decline. And that seed causes our lives to be in a spirit of loss all the time and is overthrow and bring deterioration and deficiency. It defeats us. And it's a seed of failure. And that seed will go from your past to your future. And the Spirit of God desire your future to be blessed. That means your entire future. That means whatever's to come in your life, the events in your life, the things that God's going to move in your life. He wants your life to be blessed. He wants your path to be blessed. He wants a change to come, a transformation, a shift, an alteration. And the seed of failure, it constantly reproduces itself. But God gave us power against that seed, that root system that holds and constantly reproduce. And we have the authority through Jesus to come against that spirit. That's a spirit of darkness that comes to terrorize our lives. And God had me teaching on that on Sunday. While we're sleeping, the devil is working, is terrorizing us. But that's why we have the Spirit of God, his angel encamp around about us, because that dark spirit move in darkness. He loved darkness. And in darkness, Psalms 91 and 5, he come and terrorize. And we're going to see by the word of God how that spirit of failure, that seed, it's a seed that causes miscarriage in our lives, that causes our lives to be in deficiency, because it's a plant that must be uprooted. And we're going to see it by the word. Matthew 21 and 19, please.
And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away.
This is Jesus. He was hungry, and he saw a fig tree by the side of the road, he went to this tree, but nothing was on that tree but except leaves. And he said this with authority, thanks to God. He said to the tree, you will never again bear fruit. And the authority of Jesus' word, he spoke the word, he commanded the root system. He said, you will never again bear fruit. He spoke to that root of that system to become barren, to become unproductive, to become ineffective, become sterile. He said, you will never again bear fruit. And at once, this was the authority. He was speaking with authority, saints. The fig tree dried up. The authority and command of Jesus' word was powerful. It spoke against that spirit. It commanded that spirit that under no circumstance, not in this life, not by any means, he was talking to the past and to the future. He was saying, never again. The word of God overruled the root. It was a command from God. Why? There was leaves on the tree. It was false advertisement. It was false. It was deception. It was leaves, but no fruit. And that leaves, it was false advertisement. It was making a show that something is coming. But there was nothing. It was false advertisement. It was spiritually barren. And the spirit of the word, by faith, prayed against that thing and made it impossible to grow anymore. It became dry. This is what this word said. It dried up to the root. And this is what God wants to encourage you, saints of God, tonight. The seed of failure need to be stopped by the commands of the word of God. And it must be spoken with authority. And that's why we're interceding tonight. Because when the word of God attaches itself to the root of anything, it must obey the commands of God. It must do what the word of God has commanded it to do. And so the things you're going through in this hour, and it looks like you've seen failures since you were a child. You've seen failures over your parents. You've seen failures over your ancestors. And that's a seed that goes in many families. There's many families that's productive. There's many families that's, I'm talking about in the body of Christ, that's producing, and there's no barrenness. And they go through different situations, but the Spirit of God allow them to be effective in spite of them of the going through situation. Their lives never come into a sterile situation where everything becomes useless. You've seen it. I've seen it. But there are some families seem like they cannot break the spirit of failure. They seem like they cannot break the spirit of always a lack of success. Seem like it's a spirit that defeats them. It defeats their descendants, and it passes on and falls on family members, on down through life, and it enters into their future. But this is a night of deliverance. If you can receive by faith that the Spirit of God said he desired that we prosper, talking about the body, and be in health even as our soul prospers. That's the desire of God. And so this seed is following many believers. But we have authority over the word of, with the word of God. We have authority to speak with the boldness of the Holy Spirit within us, the power of God overruling every dark spirit. The Spirit of God that controls us and forth out of us with boldness. I'm talking about boldness. He said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Boldly, that's Hebrews 4:16. Boldly, I'm talking about tonight. And when we come boldly, that's assurance. It means I believe in faith that it shall be done. And everything that God has empowered me, his wisdom, his authority to speak the word, I'm going boldly before the Lord tonight. I'm going boldly before God with authority from him against this dark spirit. And that's a dark spirit that caused miscarriage in people's lives. They caused their lives to be in a state of barrenness. But we have the authority in Jesus' name. He left authority to the saints of God to speak his word with boldness and command that dark spirit. We're not talking about humans. God is in control of human spirit. You cannot control a human. God made humans. But he gave us authority over dark spirits. He gave us authority over demonic spirits. He gave us authority over the power of darkness. Luke 10:19, please.
Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
This is what Jesus said to his disciples. We are the disciples of Christ. I have given you, this is what Jesus said, I have given you authority and overcoming power over the devil, and nothing will hurt you, for you to tread on serpents and scorpions. He's talking about spiritual authority over dark spirits. Spiritual authority over dark spirits. Because the Spirit of God, when you were sleeping at night, Psalms 91 and 5, you need to read it. The terror by night, the spirit of darkness is moving in the night, doing everything he possibly can to bring torment in our lives. But this night is a night of deliverance if you can receive it by faith. Saint, the seed of failure can be dried up by the authority of the word of God. And you've seen failure. You've seen systems. How there are some people that seem unable to break out of systems, that stays in poverty, that stays in sickness, and stays in debt, and stays in lack, and stays in turmoil, and stays in defeat. And stay in a place where their life is always in deterioration and always breakdowns and always collapse. That's non-success. That's not productive. That's a barren life. But we see it continuously all the time around us. But when we see these things, we have the authority in Jesus' name, we just read in Luke 10:19, to pray against these powers of darkness. That's a seed that the enemy is constantly, what, reproducing. It's a system that has a hold on people's lives. And the only way we can come against these principalities and these systems is by the authority that God has given his believers, his saints, to use the word of God to come against that impossible thing by the authority of Christ. And what will we see? We will see the future of people's lives change. We will see them moving in a new movement in their lives. We'll begin to see them come out of that old way, that old way of living. We will see a transformation in their lives. We will see an alteration in their lives. Saints, it works. It works so perfectly. I've never, since I've been ministering and had a fellowship, that people didn't come into our fellowship and not come out of poverty. I've never seen it. And only they go back into poverty when they begin to what? Transgress the word of God. But the Spirit of God is so merciful. When somebody needs help to get out of something, you don't go giving them a lecture saying, I'll think about it. But when they need some food, you're going to give them some food right then and there so they can get full and the situation will be changed in their lives. and they will see the goodness of God. So when they come into the fellowship, they come in poor, they come in jobless, they come in on welfare, they come in caught up in systems, they come in with brokenness. But when they receive Jesus as Lord, and the prayer of faith is prayed over them, they come out of poverty. They come out of unemployment. They come out of disease. The things that the devil wants to cause to collapse and to deteriorate in their lives. Their lives move in a new pathway. This is true and it's authentic. But once they begin to transgress the word of God, the Bible says that the way of a transgressor is hard. Everything begins to collapse, and it begins to fall apart because God do not reward bad behavior. I don't care what you preach or what you hear. He's a holy God. He does not reward bad behavior. He chastens those that he loves, thanks to God. This is word. And so he's so great, he let them know at hand, first, I love you so much. When they receive him as Lord, he goes in and works miracles. I've seen miracles. And they've seen miracles. They've seen institutions that said things are not going to change, and it's a law, and it's statute, and it's in stone. I've seen the Spirit of God come against laws that the enemy said will have people impoverished. And I've seen the Spirit of God break through the spirit and systems of laws to set his people free from walking in failures. I've seen God do powerful things to bring people out of failure. It's a seed that brings deterioration, thanks to God. But God wants us to know tonight, our future can be changed. The past is just what it is, the past. Let it die and stay what it is, the past. But you're walking into the future. And God wants you to walk into the future with his hand on your life, with a movement of God in your life, to move against those seeds of failure. He wants them to dry up to the roots tonight. He wants them to become nothing tonight. He wants his word, when it comes forth out of you tonight, to come forth with boldness, overruling the spirit of darkness, I'm saying tonight. And he wants that word to be so powerful tonight, under no circumstance can the devil bring you back into failure. The only way he will bring you back into failure, when you willfully, I'm not talking about slipping and falling, walking into a well, willfully transgress the word of God. To willfully transgress the word of God is, I'm going to do it. I know it's wrong. I'm going to do it anyway because I want to do this thing, whatever that thing may be. You know better. You know it's not right. So you willfully transgress the word of God. And there's a penalty for willfully transgressing the word of God. It is called failure. It is called non-success. But when we repent, he casts into the sea of forgiveness. He heals us and blesses us. So this is a word of encouragement tonight on every side, that the Spirit of God desires that we prosper, that we be in health even as our soul prosper. And that seed of failure that's been set up by the devil from descendants, from ancestors, it's a spirit. But the Holy Spirit, because you're saved tonight and you have received him as Lord, that means he's custodian over your life. He's the caretaker over your life. You don't belong to yourself anymore. You belong to him tonight. And you are his child. And he's concerned about everything that concerns you tonight. He said, I'm the only one that can make those things that's crooked in your life straight. He wants those seeds that you have known from a child that's been run rampantly from descendants to ancestors, from ancestor to descendant, just rapidly, just moving. And some things you've seen is falling from way back to the future that's in some of your family lives. Maybe it's in your life. The thing that's battering you tonight, the thing that's causing your life to be in a state of deterioration, and you've seen your siblings, your friends, I mean your cousin, your whatever family member, you've seen them going through that same place. You've seen the lack. You see how things collapse and always a miscarriage in something that they really believe God for. It decays. It's a state of a miscarriage, falls, and they walk in defeat. But this is the night of deliverance tonight. If you can believe and stand in agreement with the word of God tonight, the Spirit of God, the commands of his word, Jesus moved in authority, speaking the word over that tree. Because it was what? False advertisement. You know what false advertisement is, just to get you in the store and know they're lying. It was a show saying that it could be done, but there was no deliverance in it. There was no fruit. Jesus was hungry. He had a need. It was barren. And so he spoke the word by what? Faith. With authority. We're talking about authority tonight. With power. Over the future of that root system. That fig tree. And he spoke that that thing would dry up. And under no circumstance that life would be in that root system. And it had to obey the commands of God, saints of God. Satan cannot stop the word of God. If so, Jesus would have never been born or went to the tree and came up out of the grave. He redeemed us. There's power in the spoken word. When we speak it by faith and we believe, saints of God. I believe, why? Because I've seen manifestation. I've seen people's lives change. I've seen healing. I've seen deliverance. I've seen doors open. I've seen the spirit of poverty come subject to the word. I've seen the spirit of poverty bow to the word of God. I've seen the spirit of lack bow to the word of God. I've seen the spirit of disease bow to the word of God. And God, is his spirit said Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't change because of the system of the world. He don't change because of economics. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. All we are to do as believers is move by the authority that God has given all believers. Luke 10:19, he's out giving you authority. It's within you. It lives within you. You have to open your mouth and stand on the word of God and speak against this crafty spirit. It's a seed of failure, and it passes on throughout generation. But tonight, that spirit can be stopped by a believer tonight. Someone is standing on the word of God. Someone walking in faith. Someone that the spirit of God is walking is causing their life to come into perfection. They are not willfully transgressing the word of God. They are loyal to the spirit of God. I'm talking about loyal to God. I'm not talking about a building or organization. I'm talking about loyal to God. So many people are loyal to system. They're loyal to organization. They're loyal to building. They're loyal to man. You need to be loyal to God, because when man cannot help you, God is the only one can stop a seed of failure. Humans can't stop it, but we get all twisted. We get loyal to conventions. We get loyal to many things. But we need to be loyal to God. And when we are walking in loyalty to God, the seed of failure cannot continue to move over our loved one's life, because you will move in authority. You will come against that spirit by speaking the word. It works in Jesus' name. Spirit of God, his word works in Jesus' name. When the enemy wanted to cripple my grandbaby, he said, go into that hospital with authority, using my word to come against that spirit of deterioration over her legs. And God healed her legs. And every diagnosis was silenced by the blood of Jesus and the word of God. When my grandson fell into the pool and life was leaving out of his body, the Spirit of God said, go to that hospital. Lay hands on him. And there was a demonic spirit in that hospital. You better have the blood of Jesus over you. And as I was over that baby's bed, the Spirit of God said, renounce that demonic spirit in this room. And my grandbaby came back. His lung was opened up. He came back out of that state. He did not have brain damage. He did not have those things that would follow drowning. He's healthy. He's well. He's sound. He's alert. He's smart. He's an A student. What am I saying tonight? You have authority, saints of God, to come against the seed of failure. And that seed is running rampantly as never before, destroying our loved one, keeping them impoverished, causing them to be in a spirit of handout, causing them to be in a spirit of bondage, causing them to be in a spirit where there's nothing but deficiencies in their lives and decay and defeat, causing their lives to be in a mess. That's what the seed of failure is, a mess. It's overthrow everything good. But this night, if you can only believe, the word of God said the disciple was astounded when they seen that fig tree dried up by the speaking of the word of God. God moved in authority. And the word hastened and did exactly what Jesus commanded it to do. Because of what? The false advertisement. It was leaves and no fruit. It couldn't deliver nothing. It was worthless. It was barren. It was poor. It was ineffective. Unprofitable. It was sterile. It was useless. And so these things you see, and it bother you. It troubles you. You're caught up in a system. But tonight is the night of deliverance. If you can stand and agree with the word of God says. He said when two or three are together his name, he's with them. He's in the midst. He's in agreement. But like he said, as we read up above that, he's not in agreement with conflict. He's not in agreement with sin. He's not in agreement with anyone with lack of discipline to the word of God. He's zero, no agreement. But when you allow the word of God, which is the structure to discipline, when you flee conflict, when you resist the devil, the word of God says he will flee from you. You resist sin. The spirit of the word works all of the time. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, we come tonight. We come by the authority of Jesus. Your word said, God, you gave the believers authority over that dark spirit, Satan. That demonic spirit has fallen imps that's working with him, has spread seeds of failure, and those seeds has entered over our ancestors. But we come tonight in agreement with the word of God that the Spirit of God will come against the seed of failure, the seed of lack, the seed that causes breakdown and collapse in the believer's life, that cause deficiency and things to deteriorate and for loss and things to be overthrown, the lives are barren and unproductive and poor and ineffective, sterile and useless. But Satan, we give you notice tonight in Jesus' name. We're coming against your spirit with the word of God. As Jesus moved in authority, he commanded that system to dry up to the roots. We come in by the authority of Jesus' name and his name tonight. We command that system of lack, that spirit of failure, that seed to dry up in Jesus' name, to dry up where there is disease. Your word says, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I thank you for the healing seed, the word of God to go now into that place, oh God, and replace that seed that is worthless, that seed, hallelujah, that don't produce. We lose a healthy seed tonight, a healing seed tonight, to begin to heal their grounds tonight, to begin to heal their territories tonight, to begin to heal their past tonight, to begin to move them, oh God, in new life tonight, to come against anything that will hinder their future, that their future will be successful tonight, that the seed of lack will not enter into their future tonight. Their descendants will, hallelujah, will walk into the future of success tonight. That past is stopped through the blood of Jesus. That system has been dried up through the word of God. We thank you tonight, God, that that root system can no longer produce because it is barren, it is useless, and we thank you for the good seeds that has been placed down, the seed of prosperity, the seed of success. You desire that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. The seed to prosper them tonight in Jesus' name, to prosper their lifestyle, to prosper their marriages, to prosper their children, to prosper, oh God, their work, to prosper their hands, to prosper them in the skills you have anointed them to be in. Oh, Father, we come against the habit, the bad habits, oh God, that the seed has produced. The seed has produced laziness. That seed has produced a place where they depended on somebody else. We come against you, seed, in Jesus' name. That seed that want a handout. That seed that don't care about living in a project all their life. Descendants have lived in projects. They've been on welfare. They've been in the system. That's a system that's supposed to have been temporary, but it became a lifestyle because of a seed of failure that was set up by the devil. And the devil caused that system to go on and on from generation to generation. But this night, Satan, you've been found out by the word of God. We come against you in Jesus' name. We send the word of God to dry that seed up tonight in Jesus' name. The seed of insanity, the seed of mental illness, the seed of cancer, the seed of diabetes, the seed of high blood pressure, the seed of an unhealthy lifestyle. We come against you in Jesus' name, the seed of violence. We send the word of God tonight, the seed of drug addiction. We send the word against you tonight to dry up to the core and become fruitless. The seed of rage, the seed of gossip, the seed of spreading untruthful and disturbance and cause families and people and friendship to fall apart. It's a seed. We send the word against that seed tonight. The seed of selfishness. We send the word to stop that seed tonight. That the Spirit of God would anoint this new seed, this healing seed, in their grounds tonight. To produce and to bring prosperity. And there's no lacking tonight. We send the word out tonight that the Spirit of God will come against lack tonight. And those things that they know, God, they're going to their own secret closet and begin to send the word against that unsuccessful state that they know have followed generation, that they going to send the word, that they going to speak the word because you've given them authority because they are your people. And God, we thank you tonight for fresh water to spring forth with this water, this life. And we thank you for the drought being over now in their lives. that the Spirit of God calls the water garden to go now and touch every place that's drought stricken, that the Spirit of the Word will water down those places tonight. And we thank you tonight, Father, by faith, that the tree that's good, that the plants that's good shall produce good fruits tonight. We renounce false advertisement in Jesus' name. It's fruit-bearing time. We thank you for fruit-bearing time, God, by your word, that the seed of failure has been stopped by the word of God, and under no circumstance, by no means, that spirit has control of their future. And God, we praise you for it. Father, we thank you for it. And we give you praise and reverence. And Father, we have been prepared for this fast, these 3 days and three nights, for the Spirit of God to do supernatural things, for the Spirit of God to resurrect things that need to be resurrected in our lives. Father, we thank you for the ones that will show up. We thank you for the ones that are going to take time, oh God, to get alone and fast and pray. You said some things come forth by much prayer and fasting. It's time to turn our plates over and begin to fast and let God take over, because our land needs healing, Father Jesus. We come against the violence in our land in Jesus' name, that seed of violence, that the Spirit of God will dry up, that our children will be safe as they go to school, that people will be safe as they go to jobs, and whatever they must do, any gathering place, God, we lose the spirit of safety through the blood over our people in Jesus' name. They'll go in safe. They'll return safe. We lose safety over our homes. We lose safety, oh God, as we go to facilities, to hospitals and clinics, that the spirit of error be stopped, the seed of error be stopped tonight. People getting medication that's killing them, that the spirit of error be stopped tonight in Jesus' name. You're the great physician tonight, that the spirit of error be stopped in hospitals, in clinics, in nursing homes. That these spirits that have people conjure together and won't tell on anybody, in agreement, and make up something on a chart, expose every hidden thing to wicked doctors and nurses. Expose every wicked doctor and every wicked nurse today in Jesus' name. That the spirit of exposure go now, Jesus. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. That the spirit of God have doctors with a heart after God, who remember their oath and taking care of their patient. Bless them in Jesus' name. But every wicked physician, every wicked nurse, that the Spirit of God expose you in Jesus' name, that your seed won't take another life, that you will remember your oath tonight, that the Spirit of God cancel everything that you would do against God's people. That's on machines, on dialysis, on anything that's causing lives to continue. I come in the name of Jesus by the authority of Christ, that the Spirit of God come against every wicked seed when any doctors are performing surgery or writing out a prescription for your people, God. That the Spirit of God will guard their hands and guard their minds and guard their intention. And that the Spirit of God will bring recovery to his people tonight. And God, I praise you for it. And God, I thank you for it. By faith in Jesus' name, be encouraged, saints of God.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio. You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio. Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in 858-357-9137. It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.